What mission? What dost thou speak of?
Squeak, squeak, beep.
More of thee I shall not take. So go thou hence. Thou shalt malfunction ere the day is through, near-sighted pile of scrap. Now mayest thou travel hence upon thy way, and find thy mission in a sarlacc pit. Then shalt thou know, for lo, these 1,000 years, the pain I suffer as thy counterpart. And be thou not behind me, errant knave. I mark me, follow not, nor seek thou help, for thou no satisfaction shalt receive.
Beep, 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 beep.
No more with thine adventures, I go not upon thy way.
R2-D2 exits.
Malfunctioning small fool! 'Tis all his fault. He tricked me so that I should go this way. But he shall not fare well. Oh, gods above! Why have I once again been short with R2, sending him away? I trust he knoweth well I hold him dear, though in his presence oft my speech is cruel. 'Tis words that do betray my better self, when harshly they express my droidly rage. And yet for protocol I'm made, and must with words fulfill my task. So then 'tis true, that words are both my ruin and my strength. And yet, although I find myself adrift, and lost within a speechless sea of sand, this word is true if ever words have truth. Forever lost I'd be should I lose him. But wait, what's that? A transport! Saved am I! Hark! Over here! Hey, nonny non! Please, help!
C-3PO exits.
A vessel vast comes forth across the sand and takes C-3PO within its hold. But what of R2-D2's mission grand? How doth the tale of this small droid unfold?
Enter R2-D2 and Jawas, hidden.
Beep, ooh! Beep, 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 squeak!
Piscar bubba! Tee-piscar bubba! Fooligida!
Beep, beep, squeak, beep, beep!
Jawas stun R2-D2, who falls.
Whoop-dee-dee!
Jawas carry R2-D2 into transport.
Imagine now that on this stage you see full many droids and creatures quite bizarre. And yet, amid this ghastly company, herein the two friends reunited are.
Enter other droids and C-3PO.
Good R2, R2-D2, oh, 'tis thee!
Beep, 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 whistle, squeak, beep, beep, beep.
Exeunt. Scene 5. The desert planet Tatooine. Enter Stormtroopers 3 and 4.
There was someone within this pod indeed. The tracks go off in this direction. See?
Behold, sir. Either someone large hath dropped his ring, or else this fragile circle here doth mean we have found droids on Tatooine.
Exeunt Stormtroopers. Enter Jawas with droids, including C-3PO and R2-D2.
At last this vehicle of death hath stopped. So greatly fear I what shall happen next, that I am shaken to my core within. They say that fear is better faced when two together stand. Thus swift shall I awake my dear R2. Wake up! Wake up!
Beep, squeak!
We're doomed! Dost thou think they shall melt us down?
Mi puna dina ding. Utinipe!
Shoot not! Oh, shall this torment never end? First captured by these Jawas small and vile, and now we face a fate that is unknown. Now seems the first fate better than the next. I rather would I bear the ill I have than fly to others that I know not of.
Enter Owen Lars and Luke Skywalker, with Beru Lars aside in Lars' homestead.
Anon! Now let us go!
Oh, Luke! Oh, Luke! Pray, tell thine uncle that if he should find a translator, be sure it Bocce speaks.
'Tis true, the last time Owen bought a droid, more dud than droid we purchased in the deal.
It seemeth we have little choice, dear aunt. and yet shall I remind him what thou sayest.
Exit Beru into Lars' homestead.
Again it falls to me, simple man, to take a leading role in matters grave. For I must choose a droid today, 'tis true, but also must I teach this lad, this Luke, to learn and grow, and to become a man. Although when I was young I too had dreams of far-off stars and distant galaxies, I learned to work the land, to raise the crops. And thus shall I my trade pass on to him, adopted son of mine, and strangely dear. I had not asked for fate to bring a son to me, for I had thought to have no heir. Yet do Beru and I feel for this child a measure of affection, and, as well, the burden of responsibility. Pray, tell me, Jawa Small, what hast today?
Me puna tinda ting.
Nay, not that one. These Jawas offer first the lowliest. 'Tis ever in their nature to deceive. Droid, I assume that thou art programmed well for etiquette and protocol. 'Tis true?
Aye, protocol, my primary function 'tis. I am well versed in all the customs, sir.
No need have I of droids with protocol.
Not in this habitat, thou speakest true. Hath ever sand a need of protocol? When did a stone or rock need etiquette? However, I am also made...
Peace! What I need's a droid who knows the binary tongue of moisture evaporators.
Oh, but sir, my first employment was in programming a binary loader lifter very like thy evaporators, aye in most respects. My service and my worth I'll prove to him if I must speak 1,000 hours more. For certain, I shall die ere I return once more to be in rank captivity.
Well, speak'st thou, Bachi?
Truly, sir, 'tis like a second tongue unto my soul.
Pray cease. So shall I have this one here.
Praise the day! Now if he chooseth also my R2, aye, then shall I be pleased.
Mother.
Luke, take thou these droids unto our vast garage. My wish it is they cleaned be ere we dine.
But unto Tashi Station would I go and there obtain some power converters. Fie!
Thou canst go with thy friends another time, when all thy chores have been fulfilled. Go to!
Oh, how shall I be mocked, and verily abused, when my noble comrades hear that once again my uncle hath denied my fervent wish to be with them instead. 'Tis well. Come hither, thou too, Red.
Beep!
Go hence!
Beep, squeak, beep, beep, squeak, beep, beep, beep!
If I not go with him, my foolishness shall render no one service. Thus I beep.
Malamada!
Ah!
R5-D4 begins to smoke and fail.
Pray, Uncle Owen, look! Behold! This R2 unit hath a foul and smoking motivator!
Vicious knave! Say, in what manner dost thou try upon our goodly wills to ply thy thievery? So shall I rip thy brown and ragged robes to shreds if thou not set this matter right. Now speak!
Beep squeak!
Your pardon, sir. The R2 unit which thou seest is in prime condition. Aye, a bargain 'tis, and he shall serve thee well. Now, if I can convince the human here to purchase R2-2 along with me, so shall I win the day. And ever shall yon R2-D2 dwell in peace with me. What shall he answer?
Uncle Owen, say, hast thou considered yonder blue droid there?
What of that blue one? That one shall be ours.
Oh, victory! Next I'll praise him for his choice. A noble choice thou makest, master, for thou surely shalt be pleased with this new droid. I can with confidence report to thee that he is in first-class condition, sir, for I have worked with him before. He comes!
Beep, meep, beep, squeak.
Anon, away we go.
Exeunt Luke, Owen, Jawas, and droids.
Forget thou not this moment, faithless droid. Why I should put my neck at risk for thee is quite beyond my mind's capacity.
Exeunt. Scene 6. Inside the Lars homestead. Enter Luke Skywalker, C-3PO, and R2-D2.
All praise be to the Maker, verily. This oily bath much healing shall provide. The glow of bright Coruscant doth not match the vital warmth this soothing oil brings me. The case of dust contamination which befalls me mighty is, and renders me unable, I'll be sworn, to move at all.
I rue the day I came unto this place, this drab and barren rock called Tatooine. But wherefore have I reason to complain? Do sandstorms not invade both rich and poor? We are not promised equity in life. Both rich and poor alike pertain to me. For certain, though in toil am I most rich, by want of keen adventure am I poor. Thus I declare that whether rich or poor, the lot I have received from fate's unfair. My comrade Biggs hath rightly guessed, I fear, that never shall I leave this stricken place.
Oh, exclamation tragic! Shall I speak? Is there, dear sir, aught I might do to help?
Nay, droid, lest thou canst alter time, or make the harvest come apace, or, goodly friend, if thou canst somehow bear my body hence, by magical conveyance yet unknown.
I think not, sir, for merely droid am I, and have not knowledge of such things as thou, not on this planet anyway. In troth, I do not know which planet this one be.
If center bright the universe contains, then surely, droid, hast thou now found thyself as far from it as thou canst possibly be.
I see, sir.
Surely thou mayst call me Luke.
I see, Sir Luke.
Thou jolly droid, just Luke. This droid I see is wont to prattle on. Be like his mouth is faster than his mind.
Luke begins to clean R2-D2.
C-3PO am I, an expert in the human cyborg link. And he, my short blue counterpart, is R2-D2 called.
Good-een.
Beep squeak.
Thou hast much carbon here, it seemeth much of fortune thou hast known. Aye, can it be that two such droids as you can know more of adventure than a man?
With all we have been through, amazed am I we yet our good condition keep, what with rebellion and its hurly-burly ways.
Nay, can it be? The very thing of which I would know more thou hast experienced? Pray, knowest thou the rebellion against the Empire, droid?
For certain, aye. 'Tis how we came to be in thine employment, if thou comprehend my simple meaning, sir. Now is his visage turned all eagerness. Oh, never in this manner have I seen a man intoxicated with a dream.
And hast thou been in many battles? Speak. Whatever morsel thou mayest serve to me shall be a feast unto my waiting ear. The smallest tale of battle, lost or won, shall feed my soul's ne'er-ending appetite.
Full many battles, aye, sir, but I fear I have but little food to fill thy heart. A banquet, sadly, I cannot prepare. 'Tis certain that of tales I am no chef. But rather, I confess that not much more than an interpreter am I, and not much good at telling stories. Verily, I've not the salt or spice to season them.
'Tis well, my droid. So shall my hunger wait, to feast one day upon another's tale. My little bot, thou hast got something jammed herein. Hast thou been on a cruiser, or...
Enter Princess Leia in beam projected by R2-D2.
Oh, help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi, help. Thou art mine only hope.
Pray, what is this?
Squeak?
What is what? A question hath he asked.
Say, what is that?
Oh, help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi. Help. Thou art mine only hope. Oh, help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi. Help. Thou art mine only hope.
Beep, meep, meep, hoo. Squeak, beep, meep, beep.
He says 'tis nothing, sir. A mere malfunction. Bygone date it is. Please pay no mind.
But who is she? For she is far more beautiful than all the stars.
I truly do not know, sir. I suspect she was a passenger on our last trip. A person of importance, I believe. First was adventure, second is this lass. 'Tis certain my new master hath a wealth of passion ever eager to bestow.
Say, is there any more recording, droid?
Tweet, beep!
Behave thyself, R2, for thou shalt get us both in trouble. Be content and trust him true. He is our master now.
Beep, 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 squeak, beep, beep, squeak.
He saith he doth belong to Obi-Wan Kenobi, resident of parts nearby, and 'tis a private message meant for him. For all my wit, I know not what he means, for our last master, Sir Antilles, was. Alas, with all we have endured, this dear small R2 unit quite eccentric is.